Prompt number 5. This is our last one, all right? Last one that we've put together for you. But again, you can always pray more. You can always keep on praying if you want to. But I love this one. This one comes out of Acts chapter 4, starting in verse 29. It's actually the believers. They are praying together, praying to the Lord. And so it's very appropriate for us believers today to take this and use it as our own. They said, Lord, consider their threats, that is the threats of the people that were persecuting them. And they said, enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And so we see the message of the gospel and the power of the Spirit going together. So take this scripture and pray that believers would be bold and fearless in speaking up about Jesus, and pray that the Holy Spirit would confirm the message of Jesus, that he would confirm the gospel to unbelievers with supernatural signs and wonders.